that I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. One of them. I'm one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. There are people almost everywhere whose hearts are all on flame with the fire that fell at Pentecost, which cleansed and made them clean. And it's burning now within my heart. Oh, glory to His name. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. Well, I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them. These people may not learn it, be our boast of worldly fame. They have all received their Pentecost, baptized in Jesus' name. And they're telling now both far and wide, His power is yet the same. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. So glad that I can say I'm one of them. They were gathered in that upper room while praying in His name. They were baptized with that Holy Ghost when power for service came. And what He did for them that day, tonight He'll do the same. I'm so glad I can say I'm one of them. Come, my brothers, seek this blessing that will cleanse your heart from sin, that will start the joy bells ringing and will keep your soul on flame. And it's burning now within my heart. Oh, glory to His name. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them.
To Him. Can I get a glory tonight? Aren't you happy to be one of them tonight?
I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them.
Third verse.
They were gathered in that upper room all praying in His name. They were baptized with that Holy Ghost when power for fervence came. And what He did for them that day, tonight He's gone the same. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them.
Amen.
I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them.
Let's clap it one more time. Okay, let's tell the world. got to be happier than that for me. I mean, there's nothing greater in the world, is there? Clapping for horse races. We're clapping because we're one of them. Woo! Amen. You may be seated. Ain't that awesome? Forgive my English. Ain't that? Praise the name of the Lord. I am happy and excited to be here. I know I say that every time, but I'm excited every time I get to be here. Amen. If you're not excited, if you're down or something, all you have to do is just walk in that door right there and feel the presence of Almighty God in this building. And you get excited. I get charged. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. This message, this word has energy. It's the most powerful thing there is in the world. There's nothing else like it. It's something them crazy people over there clapping and getting excited and screaming and dressing up like a bunch of whatever to watch a horse going around in a circle in whatever minutes. It's crazy. And we're over here celebrating eternal life. That God's revealed to us that we are truly one of them. Amen. That royal seed of Abraham. Amen. That it's not a myth. It's not something made up. It's a reality to the bride of Jesus Christ. Amen. We're truly one of them. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. You may be seated. I'd like to welcome everybody to God's great eagle nest. Amen. It's where we're safe and we're sound and we're above all the evils of the world inside of our little nest right here. And we're being protected by God's prophet eagle, Amen. The great word of God, where we're all little eaglets sitting around in this nest and we're doing one thing. We're listening only to the sermons of the message of the hour. Amen. We're only listening to that prophet scream out and say, thus saith the Lord. Amen. Where are his bride? Amen. Every time I hear the message, that's all that he tells me. He reconfirms to me again and again, I'm the bride. Amen. The devil keeps telling me I ain't, and he keeps telling me I am. Amen. I'll stick with I am. I am. Praise the Lord. Name of the Lord. This message, this word is, we were just discussing it, it's present tense. Amen. It doesn't have no yesterday or today or tomorrow. It's always, it's alive. Amen. That's what's so wonderful about this message, the word, that it's just always a living, it's a message. Amen. We are now possessing all things because we believe the way of a true prophet, Amen. Which is a true sign that has been overlooked. But we got perfect strength by perfect weakness because God is rich in mercy to us. Thank you, Lord. He's rich in mercy to us. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. May you see it. Isn't it wonderful? I mean... The message, you just got to read the titles. It's the word for us in this day. We are meditating upon this message. We're feeding upon the word, this very message, day and night. It's our everything. It's our stay. It is life. That is eternal life. And it's the only thing that we can eat upon. But he wants us to surrender all. We just got done hearing that last Sunday. He wants everything from us. He said he wants our soul, our body, our spirit, everything. God demands everything. Everything that we are to be completely surrendered to Him. He wants no stone left unturned. That says He demands it so that He can work His will inside of us. Only when we completely yield to Him can He do anything with us. When we become so weak, that's when He becomes so strong. Isn't that wonderful? And we all know that. It's when it's our will, it's our idea, it's our thought, it collapses every time. But when we're totally nothing, then He comes on the scene in His majesty. He wants us to confess our weakness to Him. And we all can. I am nothing. I have nothing to offer the Lord. Nothing. I'm the weakest of the weak that I am. He says, I have no authority. He says, I have no abilities. I have no eloquence. I have nothing, Lord. I have nothing to give to You. And He wants us to get rid of, though, our ways. He wants to get rid of our wants and also our will. Everything. And that will is a tough one. It's a tough one. And we come in and we start thinking, you know what? When that does and comes on, we start thinking, we start feeling sorry for ourselves. You ever feel sorry for yourself? Feel sorry for yourself. Let's hear what He said about that. Oh, say, oh, Lord, I feel so bad. I don't believe I could do it. God don't feel sorry for you. He feels like kicking you around a little bit. Ain't that great? God wants to kick me around a little bit. If it'll make me be more like Him, kick me, Lord. He said, sure, God don't feel sorry for you. He gets angry with you. You're just getting in shape then to where He can use you. Praise the name of the Lord. He wants to kick us around a little bit. He wants us to get when we feel sorry for ourselves. That's because we're looking at ourselves. Stop looking at ourselves. We just got to look to Him. He made the way for us. But He wants us to get rid of everything so that He can use us for His purpose. Whatever that purpose is, let us be totally surrendered to Him. But then there's another problem that we all have. And little things that we want to hold on to. That's the human nature is to do that, is to hold on to little things. But that's the very point, is to where we don't think some things are big things. We think they're little things. But that is the point with God. It's everything. It's everything. It doesn't matter. Sometimes, is it, Lord, is it against Your will? Should I not do something? Should I not go here? Should I not do that? That's not the point. Would You do it for me? Are You willing to get rid of it? Are You willing to stop it? Are You willing to give everything to me? God's done that to me before. He's made it. It's not that it's wrong. I prayed, Lord, is it wrong that I do this? Should I not do this? Because I don't want to hurt You, Lord. I don't want to do nothing. And He's told me, He goes, but would You stop it for me? Something that I wanted to do in a minute. It's hard, but in a minute, Lord. I want to stop it. If it's not You, He just wants to see as if we will obey. Because He wants a complete, surrendered, consecrated life before Him. And He says, as long as you are like the world or compromising with the world and doing the same things that the world is, there's something wrong. You hear that again? As long as you are like the world and compromising with the world and doing the same things that the world is, there's something wrong. When we're rubbing elbows with the world, there's something wrong. You know, we might say it's not such a big deal. He just said it's a big deal. We got to totally separate from everything and be totally sold out to Him. Because the hour is late. The time is at hand. We know, we see the signs of the time. You can't listen to the news or something. There's an earthquake happening someplace. Praise the Lord. We see Hawaii over there. Man, they're bubbling up and volcanoes going every place. It's a sign of the times. We see earthquakes. We see the distress of nations. Everything that the Word tells us, we're at the end. And as bride, we've got to get desperate. We have to get in. That's why that the Lord let us play that message. Perfect strength by perfect weakness. Amen. He becomes strong when we become weak. And he says we got to be careful, because if there's a little leaven in the loaf, it leavens the whole loaf. And it don't take much. Not in this day and time, not in any time, but this day and time, it's a tragedy. Lord, keep us away from it. He wants us to become, once again, nobodies. And if we become nobodies, what happens? As long as, says, that's when God can use you. That's when he can use any of you. He can only use anybody when we get out of the way. But as long as we got ourselves in the way, then he cannot use us. He said, I've often said, the greatest enemy that I have got is William Branham. Who can say that? This is the biggest enemy you're looking that I got right here. I see him in the mirror every single day. But to think that the prophet of God said that, where does that put us? He's the one that gets in God's way. He's the one that gets lazy. He's the one that gets to a place sometimes where he thinks he can do something about it. And then he does. That shoves God right out of the picture. But when I can get rid of that guy, when I can get to a place that he is out of the way, then God can come over and do things that William Branham knows nothing about. That's our prayer. Lord, get me out of the way to fulfill your perfect will. Is that your prayer tonight? Lord, help me get myself out of the way. My wills, my thoughts, my everything. Let go, because we are nothing, we have nothing, and nothing else. I want to be like Brother Branham said, this microphone. He said, it's a mute. It can't do nothing. It just sits there until I speak into it. God, that's what I want to be. It's just that microphone. Here I am. Lord, use me when you want me to. But then you know what God does? Then he lifts us up. When we surrender ourselves to him, then he picks us right back up. Just like he's going to pick you up tonight. I hope you're ready to get a supercharged blessing tonight. I hope you're ready to get a supercharged blessing tonight. Sorry about that. I wanted to do is thinking as one. And that's the way that the Lord's been doing me. He gets me down. I get down on myself. And I do. And get down like you were. And it's bam, bam, bam. And then he just lifts me right back up again. And that's what this message does. That he is. You know what he's doing? He's going to tell us, I'm packing you on eagle's wings. Amen. Amen. How are you doing that, Lord? By listening to these tapes. Amen. That's how he's packing us on eagle's wings. That, you know what? He's saying, you are following me by following that prophet. That's how you follow Christ in this day, by following his prophet. Amen. Aren't you glad for that revelation? Amen. It brings us, and he gives us, the message of deliverance. The same as it was with Moses. But our deliverance takes us to the promised land. Amen. That was a promised land. We're going to the promised land. We are eagle believers. Amen. And we are eating on stored up eagle food. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we cannot, and we will not, eat nothing else. Anybody interested in eating anything else? No. Here, you're only going to get the word. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. I do understand when I was saying that for some people, it's too rich of a diet for them. They can't quite eat this food all the time. They have to get some other food. Not us. Not us. This is all that we want to eat. It's rich. You know how a baby eagle gets fed? You know, it struck me. I was praying this weekend, and it's like, Lord, how does that baby eagle, how do they get fed? First of all, they stay in their provided nest. And they don't get out of their nest. They got to stay right there in their nest. And they're surrounded. She gets big sticks and everything to surround them. She makes a big hedge around them. She puts them up as high in a tree as she possibly can so she can see everywhere. Brother Branham says, now no other bird gets up high like an eagle because it wouldn't do no good because they can't see anything anyway. But as eagles, we got to get up high. We get up high. So he gets us up, and then Mama Eagle, she goes and she's got to go get them something to eat because they got to have fresh manna for her babies. They got to have fresh food. Now, they're not going to go, she's not going to go down and get something that's dead or rotten or something that's been laying in a field dead for a while or it's been chewed on for a little while. No. She's going to get fresh manna. She's going to make a fresh kill. She's going to go down and get it. Every time she's got to get fresh kill. And you know what? Them little babies, they love to eat. Seems like they're hungry all the time. They always want something to eat. And so she's got to fly off. They got to stay put, though. Amen. They don't get out of that nest while she flies off. And then when she comes back, I don't know if you've ever watched a little video or you know, you've seen birds and everything, whether whatever it is, but we're talking about eagles here. Amen. And when that mother eagle, when she comes back and she's got some fresh meat in her mouth, yeah. them birds are sending down them little eaglets. They're just sitting in that nest. And the minute her presence comes on that nest, cheep, 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 cheep. Hey. Feed me, Mama. Feed me, Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Feed me, Lord. Feed me, Lord. Amen. They open up their mouth as big as they can. And each one of them little eaglets, they want the first bite. And so what's Mama do? She reaches over and she puts it right in their mouth. As a matter of fact, she shoves it down their mouth. They just open up their mouth and shove it. And if a little piece falls out, she picks it up, puts it right back in their mouth again. And she feeds each one of them equally. They're all screaming and yelling for that food. And they're not going to be satisfied. It is just like us when we do come here. We want to be fed by Mama Eagle. When he comes in and feed us without spiritual food. Amen. And then you know what happens? They get their bellies real good and full. Amen. She's just got them all full. They can't already take anymore. And she stands on that nest. She spreads out her mighty chest, her wings. Yes. And she goes over and she just sits right down on top of them. Amen. She nestles herself right on top of them. And she just warms them with the Holy Spirit. Amen. And they have to sit down. You know what they're doing? They're having quiet time. Are you happy to be eagles today? Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. He tells us something else. Don't get out of that nest. You got to stay in the protection of that nest. Amen. And what Mama does if one of them eagles falls down, she'll go get him. She'll swoop right down. You know, I love the story of thinking how Brother Branham, he talks on the deep, calls to the deep. And he talks about when he takes them little baby eaglets. When Papa God takes us out for our first flight, and he says they're sitting there, and they're gripped a hold of the wing. they're not going to let go. She said, she just soars just as easy. So they're not going to let go. And he says, then pretty soon, she shakes them off. See what they do. They start flapping their wings. And that's us. We start flapping our wings. It's Lord, because they know that she's flying around and got her eye on them. She ain't going to let them hit the ground. She's watching out for them. She's mindful of what they're doing. And I like what Brother Branham said, that it comes in and the storm comes down. Said them little eaglets were down there. He says, perhaps they were instructed before leaving the nest. We're getting instructed tonight. We're being fed tonight by the great eagle himself. But we don't want to get out of that nest. How do we get out of that nest? And they went the way of Balaam and perished in the gainsaying of Korah. Perished in the gainsaying of Korah. What was the gainsaying of Korah? Why, you think you're the only holy man. Why? God's, all of us are holy. The whole church is all right. All of us get together. That's what we are to do. That's where they perished. Korah and his gang tried to inflict something into God's program. They didn't like the one-man program. They didn't like that. They had to have something to do themselves. Listen, eaglets. Here's Papa God screaming to us. Here's our revelation. Like I said, he gets us down and he picks us up to reassure us. What we're doing here tonight is the perfect will of the Lord. Amen. We're in the mind of God. There's nothing greater than to be in his perfect will. We're trying the best that we can, but we know this is his will. This is your will. This message is your will. Amen. Listening to the tapes is the will of God. Amen. It's the perfect will of God. Amen. God does not change his mind about his word. Never. He can't. Days are over. It can't. It's God's word. It's the same. So matter what, that where the enemy comes, I'm in his perfect will. Amen. And he says, when you're walking in his perfect will, nothing can stand in your way. Amen. Nothing. Amen. Because you're in the perfect will of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. Amen. We struggle with that sometimes. It's what we want to do. We've talked about it many times. Lord, is this your will? If that's your will, that's that perfect weakness for the perfect strength. But always come back, Lord, I'm in your perfect will. I'm your son. I'm your daughter. If I'm wrong, Lord, bring me back in your perfect will. A crude little illustration that I've made sometimes. Sometimes he's got to, oh, I'm sorry, Lord. He's got to push my head the other direction. But he'll do it. He'll do it. He'll let you get down sometimes. He'll let you just let you go down to the bottom of the ebb. He wants to see what you want to do, what you're going to do. I can't go nowhere. You've got the words of eternal life. I am your royal seed. Give him the word. Listen to him tell us, to confirm to us. Moses knowed that he was to carry those children over into the promised land. Glory. Because the promise was given to him. Amen. And he must pack them to the promised land. Amen. So must this message and this prophet pack us to the promised land. Amen. You believe that? Amen. Amen. We will stay in the nest. Because God, rich in mercy, has showed us this is a one-man message. Amen. God, rich in mercy, has revealed to us who we are. Amen. God has revealed to us that he's taken us on the wing of an eagle into that promised land. He's revealed to us, Luke 17:30, that the Son of Man, that same angel that revealed himself to Abraham back there, is the same one today that has revealed himself to us in this day.
Amen.
That's God, rich in mercy.
Amen.
To the bride of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And he's going to pack us to the promised land.
Amen.
Are you ready to hear the word?
Amen.
Amen. Let us bow our heads. Your word is so great, God. Your love, your mercy, your everything, Father. We have our ups and downs, but he is our strength. We are a needy people. Have you seen the many requests that are up? It's been broadcast this afternoon. It's sitting here on the pulpit. And I know we all have requests. We all have needs. And once again, I just want to, on behalf of this church, the ones that are listening in. When I say church, you that are listening in, you are the church. We are the church. We're the bride. That our greatest desire, Lord, is to be like you. Take away the sin that so easily besets us. Anything that's not like you, Lord, that's what we want to get rid of. Lord, come down, be with us tonight. We know that you're here. Feed us. Feed each one of us. We have our mouths and our heart open, Lord. Put it in our mouth, our heart, our soul, Lord Jesus. Reveal that word to us, Lord. Lord, we're so thankful for all that you do for us. My eyes are opening on one right now that I see in the back of this church, our brother Mike Epling. Lord, what you've done for him, Lord. Lord, you've healed so many. You've raised the dead. You've healed the sick. You've mended the broken heart. And you are going to give the babies to the women. Our sisters. Sisters, I'm so proud of you. All of you. He loves you. But Lord, help our weaknesses. You become strong. While we become weak, Lord, come with us tonight, Lord Jesus.
Oh, Jesus, name above all names, beautiful Savior, glorious Lord. God is with us, blessed Redeemer, living Word. Oh, Jesus.
Yes, precious Lord.
Name above all.
Precious Heavenly Father, how my heart is burning within me. Truly, this is the house of correction, Lord. Lord, I love to be corrected, Lord. Father, I know I fall so short. Lord, there's nothing that's good within me. Father, I'm even ashamed to offer what I do have. But Lord, take me down to the potter's clay. Mold me and make me over again, Lord. Cleanse me, Father, from the head to the toe, Lord. Father, just create in us, Lord, a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Father, how thankful, Lord, that we are, that where else in the world could you be nothing but everything? Father, in the world, they have it so backwards that you try to be the best and try to push and learn in everything. But with us, Lord, just take me as I am. All that I am, Lord, I am nothing, but Lord, in your hands, just some way use us, Lord. Father, we love you. What a privilege to be able to even call you Father. Lord, just thinking of those eaglets, Lord, when they sense your presence coming, how they go screaming and shouting and they open up their mouths, Lord, and Father, how thankful that I am to say that I am so happy to have that one man message, Lord. I'm so happy to have my ears tuned to that word and that word alone. And truly, there's nothing that can satisfy my soul like those words from your prophet, Lord. Lord, it truly is everything, Lord. And how thankful we are, Lord. It is a house of correction and we accept that, Lord. I know I do. But Father, you truly build us up. You encourage us. You pick us up. Lord, you let us know always that you're constantly right there, and how thankful that I am for that, Lord. Oh, how I love you, Lord. How I thank you for this opportunity to be here tonight, Lord. Lord, to gather together with the other eaglets around the world listening in, Lord. Listening to that message at the same time, Lord. Hearing those words of life, feeding on them, Lord. Gaining strength, Lord. Truly, Lord, we're so happy to be in that nest tonight, Lord. Preparing for that flight, Father. Lord, thank you for bringing us together one more time. Father, all the needs, Lord, to your people here and abroad, listening in, wherever they may be, grant them, Lord Jesus. Just help us, Father, to draw closer to you. Help us, Lord, to get ourselves out of the way. Help us to humble ourselves and just to get down. And truly, it speaks to me, Lord, the things that I may not even think is wrong, but Lord, I do want to give them up for you, Lord. Lord, I just want to surrender all, Lord, tonight. Take everything away that's not of you. The sins that so easily beset us, Lord, we just lay them at your altar, Lord. Lord, these requests on the pulpit, Lord, just answer each need. Every hand, every heart, just grant it, Lord, according to your perfect will. And we just want to say we love you, Lord. We worship you. Father, just, I can't go on and pray without thanking you for Brother Joseph, Lord. Lord, what an example he is, Father. Father, you truly are working through him and in him everywhere we see it, Lord. It's you. Thank you for his life, Lord. And Father, none of us know the pressures and the things he goes through, but Lord, I want to do our part, Lord, to lift him in prayer more. Father, just be with him. Thank you for the leadership that you've placed in him, Lord. Thank you for his life, and truly it is a blessing, Father. And what an honor and a privilege it is to have him with us, Lord. Father, just be with this service, Lord. Be with the remainder. And we just want to dedicate it to you. Dedicate ourselves to you and prepare our hearts to hear this word like never before. And may it sink deep into our hearts, Lord. We love you, Father. And ask all these things in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Jesus, name above all. Glorious Lord.
blessed Redeemer, the living Word, just once more. Oh, Jesus, the name above all names, beautiful Savior, glorious Lord. At this time, we have a few baby dedications tonight, and so if you have a baby to be dedicated, we'd like to invite you at this time to come up. As we sing our dedication song, bring them in. Oh, bring them in, bring them in, bring them in from the fields of sin, bring.
Isabella Grace.
Isabella Grace. This is little Isabella Grace. Yeah, a little pretty. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Let's bow our heads. Father, how we thank you for the life of little Isabella Grace, Lord. A token of love that you've put into this home, Lord. Father, truly, you are the giver of all the good gifts, Lord. Father, we love you and we thank you, Lord. We thank you for your grace and your mercy for this healthy little child, Lord, that you've placed in their home. And Lord, they want the very best for her, Lord. And they know what that very best is. That's you, Lord. To place her into your hands, Lord, so that you'll always be there with her, Lord. Father, may you just watch her and protect her. Keep your hand up over her, Lord Jesus. Father, in this evil world that we live in, Lord, to know and to take comfort that, Lord, that your angels encamp around about her, Lord. Father, they bring her now and to place her into my hands, which represent your hands, Lord Jesus. Amen. And Father, for a life of service to you, they want to give her back to you.
Yes.
Father, we give her back to you now in a life of dedication and service. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we give her to you. We ask this all in that matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
What's the name? Keturah Stewart.
Keturah Stewart. Little Keturah Stewart. Let me turn around. Well, you want to be that way. Let's bow our heads. Gracious Heavenly Father, little Keturah Stewart, Lord, another little token, Lord, that you have given to this world, Lord, and to this family, Lord. And Father, once again, they want the very best for her, Lord. And Father, they want you to be with her, to guide her, to direct her, and to keep her, Lord. And Father, they've brought her here today, Lord, to place her into your hands. The Lord, this little innocent lamb, this little eaglet, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
And Father, may there be, if there is a tomorrow, may it only she eat upon that eagle food, Lord Jesus,
yes,
that you've provided. May you bless and be with her, watch her, protect her. And Lord, may you always be the guest in this home, Lord Jesus. And may they always raise her up, Lord, to love and to serve you.
Yes.
Now, Father, we take her and we place her into your hands for a life of dedication. Grant it, Lord Jesus. We ask in your name, that precious and lovely and the only name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
I had to step down for this one.
What's the name?
Isaac Anderson Alvarado.
This is little Isaac. Let us bow our heads.
Amen.
Gracious Lord, how great thou art, Lord. Father, how we thank you, Lord, for the life of little Isaac, Lord. A little another token of your love and grace and mercy. And Lord, we bring him today to place him into your hands, Lord. That you'll keep your hand up over him, Lord. That you'll always be there no matter where he goes, Lord. That you'll be with him. You'll watch him and protect him. And Lord, may this word live in his life, Lord Jesus. May the Holy Spirit, Lord, until the time comes that he can enter into that water and give his life unto you, that you watch him and protect him and be with him. Lord, we take him now and we place him into your hands for a life of dedication. Grant it, Lord Jesus. We ask it in your name, that precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you, Isaac.
Elisha Gabriel.
Oh, Elisha Gabriel. Let's bow our heads. Father, once again, as we approach your throne with such thanksgiving in our hearts, Lord Jesus. Father, for this little love gift that you've given to this family, Lord. Father, just to think that this spirit, Lord, not so many days ago was sitting in your presence, Lord.
Oh, yes.
And then you breathed the breath of life into it.
Amen.
And Lord, here they are. Father, we love you, and we're so thankful. And Lord, they only want the very best. And Lord, you are the very best.
Amen.
Because we can't always be there, Lord. But Father, you can be. And we know that your angels encamp around about them that love him and serve him.
Yes.
And so, Lord, that's what they want to do. And want to place them in your arms, Lord, so that you'll always be there. Father, be with the family. May they always, Lord, raise him up, Lord, and to love this message in your word. Always putting you first in all things, Lord Jesus. Now, Father, we want to take him and give him back into your hands, Lord Jesus, for a life of service. Watch him, Lord. Protect him. Keep your hand up over him. And, Lord, if there is a tomorrow, let him stand in the light of this message in your word, Lord Jesus. Grant it now as we give him back into your hands for a life of dedication and service unto you. We ask it in your name, that matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
I do.
Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. So thankful to be here tonight. Just cannot wait to get into that message. I was ready. Press play and hear that word. Truly, he is so good to us. And just when hearing that message of God that is rich in mercy, just thinking of the debt that he paid on my part, that there was no way that I could do it. But he stepped in and he washed my sins away. Let's just sing that song and worship to him. He paid a debt.
He paid a debt he did not owe. I owed a debt I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sins away. And now I sing a brand new song. It's amazing grace. All day long, Christ Jesus paid a debt that I could never pay. He paid a debt At Calvary, he cleansed my soul and set me free. I'm glad that Jesus did all my sins erase. I now can sing a brand new song, Amazing Grace, all day long. Christ Jesus paid a debt that I could never pay.
Most gracious Heavenly Father, we're certainly thankful for that amazing grace, Lord. Thank you for that day at Calvary, Father, that we can come worship you and honor your day of resurrection, Lord. We just pray that you bless us this day, Lord. Speak to our hearts as we hear your word. We pray that you bless these tithes and offerings for the furtherance of your gospel. Just be with us and help us this day, we pray, and ask for your blessings. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask. Amen.
Second verse. He paid a debt at Calvary. He cleansed my soul and set me free. I'm glad that Jesus did all my sins erase. I now can sing a brand new song, Amazing Grace. All day long, Christ Jesus paid a debt that I could never pay. Just think of this. One day he's coming back for me to live with him eternally. Won't it be glory to see him on that day? I then will sing a brand new song, Amazing Grace, all day long. Christ Jesus paid a debt that I could never pay. Verse 3, just one more time. One day he's coming back for me to live with him eternally. Won't it be glory to see him on that day? I then will sing a brand new song, Amazing Grace. All day long, Christ Jesus paid a debt that I could never pay. And if that same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead, oh, dwell in you, oh, dwell in you. And if that same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead, oh, dwell in you, yes, dwell in you. Well, it'll quicken your mortal body. Oh, if that Spirit, oh, dwell in you, oh, same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead, oh, dwell in you, oh, dwell in you. And if that same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead, it dwell in you, yes, dwell in you, and it'll quicken your mortal body. Yes, if that Spirit, yes, dwell in you, oh, it'll quicken your mortal body. Oh, if that Spirit, If that same spirit, well, if that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, oh, dwell in you. And if that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, yes, dwell in you, for it'll quicken your mortal bodies. If that spirit will dwell in you, oh, it'll quicken your mortal body. If that spirit dwell in you, and he brought me out of the miry clay, and he set my feet on the rock to stay, he puts a song in my soul today, a song of praise, hallelujah. He brought me out, well, he brought me out of the miry clay, and he set my feet on the rock to stay. He puts a song in my soul today, a song of praise, hallelujah. My heart was distressed, meet Jehovah's dread frown, and low in the pit where my sins had dragged me down, I cried to the Lord from the deep miry clay, who tenderly brought me out to golden day. Oh, he brought me out of the miry clay, oh, and he set my feet on the rock to stay. He puts a song in my soul today, a song of praise, hallelujah. He placed me upon the strong rock by his side, my steps were established, and here I'll abide. No danger of falling while here I remain, but stand by his grace until the crown I have gained. Whoa, he brought me out of the miry clay, oh, and he set my feet on the rock to stay. He puts a song in my soul today, hallelujah. He gave me a song, 'twas a new song of praise, by day and by night its sweet notes I will raise. My heart's overflowing, I'm happy and free, I'll praise my Redeemer who has rescued me. Oh, and he brought me out of the miry clay, oh, and he set my feet on the rock to stay. A song in my soul today, a song of praise, hallelujah. I'll sing of his wonderful mercy to me, I'll praise him till all men his goodness shall see. I'll sing of salvation at home and abroad, till many shall hear the truth and trust in. Yes, he brought me out of the miry clay, oh, and he my feet on the rock to stay, and he puts a song in my soul today, a song of praise, hallelujah. Let's clap it to him. Glory. One more time. I'm so glad he brought me out. Amen. Oh, yes, he brought me out of the miry clay, and he set my feet on the rock to stay, and he puts a song in my soul today, a song of great hallelujah. Oh, yes, and he brought me out. Second verse, he placed me up. upon the strong rock by his side. My steps were established, and here I'll abide. No danger of falling while here I remain, but stand by his grace until the crown I gain. Oh, and he brought me out of the miry clay. Oh, and he set my feet on the rock to stay. He puts a song in my soul today, a song of praise. Now, let's clap it to him one more time. Think of how he reached way down for me. So thankful that we have a heavenly Father that truly cares for us. Through sunshine or shadow, he careth for you. Amen. It's truly owe all our praise to him tonight. Praise him.
Oh, he careth for you, and he careth for you, and through sunshine or shadow, he careth.
Once more, sisters. Sing it together to him.
Thank you.
this time and real sweetly to him. Just hum it to him one more time. Let us remain standing as God's prophet and messenger brings us the message tonight, the God who is rich in mercy. How wonderful, what a parallel that is. The children of Israel, every day they got fresh manna. He says, you don't pick it up, you don't keep it, I'll give you fresh manna the next day. And that's what this message is right now, fresh manna. For the bride of Jesus Christ, a living manna. God, come feed your little eaglets with your word. Welcome, Brother Branham. God bless you.